Good morning from Harriet Scott and Tim Arthur, and welcome then to BBC London 94.9's coverage of the 2015 London Marathon.
That is the sound of Tower Bridge. It's a hive of activity, as always, at this time. It's pretty chilly. There's a bit of a stiff wind, I have to say, blowing across Tower Bridge this morning.
It's raining, it's horrible, it's wet, but I can see some fantastic people who are trying to break world records.
The audience watching these people come past, and it's always so humbling. These athletes are just incredible. They're wheeling past me at the moment.
What is this record that Bob's trying to do here?
So Bob's going for a brand new Guinness World Records title for the fastest marathon dressed as a three-dimensional bird.
We just had the wheelchairs go past, actually, and that caused an enormous amount of excitement. In fact, I think we're going to be joined by some more of the wheelchairs now as they swing round from the Westbury roundabout.
We have one of our Make-A-Wish volunteers called Kat running today. She's one of our Wish visitors, so she's doing making this amazing challenge to us.
I've got to be honest, I'm finding it incredibly emotional, actually.
Are you? I'm not surprised.
I am. I've never seen it before,
I'm really
touched.
But this is what it's all about. It's all starting, the clapping, the cheering.
I'm very nervous, but very excited. It's my very first marathon. The furthest I've run is 20 miles, so I've got another six to do today.
It's always a good atmosphere, and as you can see, there's loads of balloons, and there'll be loads of people cheering, so it's always really fun.
And here they come, Kipsang and Kometo, duking it out as they make their way through Canary Wharf, down towards Aspen Way.
What was it like competing in the mini marathon? You look as if you haven't broken sweat.
No, it's really good fun. The atmosphere's really great.
Paula Radcliffe's about to come past. There she is. Go, Paula!
A lot of the fun runners are coming through now. We've just had Sonic the Hedgehog, Fred Flintstone, Where's Wally, plenty of others as well, and they are actually putting in a pretty good shift at the moment.
The atmosphere is fantastic. It's a little cold, but it's warm because we're dancing, we're clapping, we're having fun.
Well, we're here to support the marathon runners. We're here to support everybody. We're here to bring a good feeling, a good vibe.
The finishing tape is approaching. It can't come quickly enough. 2 hours, 23:09. 10 seconds, the grandstand's full, people jumping up and down and acclaiming a great London Marathon champion for 2015.
I think I nearly lost it down Birdcage Walk because it really just bowled me over, and I was thinking, I'm so tired, I want to finish, but I want it to last forever, because it was just amazing out there the whole way around.
If you think I'm out of breath, I don't apologise at all, because I've just run the whole length of Tower Bridge with Paula Radcliffe, and the noise was absolutely extraordinary. Both sides of Tower Bridge went absolutely crazy.
This is amazing. London has really, really, really come into its own. It is fantastic!